Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities. And most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here's your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. Let me hear your body talk. Let's get physical. Physical. I got some people to talk about physical and metaphysical. And you're going to love them because you loved them the last time they were each on separately. Now we got to talk really fast because I have them together. And so I would like to reintroduce you to Dr. Alan Bloom and Dr. Michelle Dexter. And we're going to talk about some fascinating things about energy medicine, energy psychology, all kinds of good stuff. So settle in, guys. It's going to be a great hour. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, I don't know, I haven't had many people together before, so I'm just going to ask some questions, and you guys can give me the answers. And I did kind of tease about this being physical here, because one of the things about this show is we talk about a lot of modalities that aren't, they're not what you would consider physical. You go to the doctor, he gives you a pill, right? Or you go in, in Alan's case, you go to the chiropractor, and you might do an adjustment. However, most of my stuff is energy medicine. It's like you don't see it. You may feel it, but it works. So here's the question. What's energy medicine?
I'll take this first because I work with that more than Dr. Dexter does. Basically, it's working with the energy field of the body to affect changes. Most people think primarily to the physiology, and they're probably correct, but you could also do things with pathologies or allergies or emotions. That's more Dr. Dexter's wheelhouse, the emotional work. But and she does energy psychology. But basically, we're just trying to make changes in the energy field that affect these things so the body can function better. What do you think, Dr. Dexter?
Well, you know, I want to say, first of all, that energy psychology has actually been around since ancient times. Basically, what we've done in this new incarnation of psychology is that we've dusted off the old stuff that's been around, depending on who you ask, for up to 7,000 years.
It's like surprise so we can prove it now?
I'm sorry?
Is it surprise we can prove it now?
Right, I know, right? So this stuff that's up to 7,000 years old, you know, is the ancient Indian medicine of Ayurveda, the traditional Chinese medicine, you know, some of the other spiritual healing traditions. And, you know, we've just adapted it for our contemporary era. And we can actually, you know, have a lot of scientific evidence now. I mean, I say to people all the time, this stuff is scientifically supported, you know, and then have this long list of computer programs that can actually show and, pre and post changes.
Well, here's the deal. You don't even need that. If you want to prove to people, because I'm a psychic medium, and so people always ask me about vibrations and stuff, get two metal coat hangers, or one, and cut it, and make rods, L-shaped rods. Then put, and we'll do this on the YouTube page now that I actually know how to make a YouTube video. You put those rods in your hand, and you hold them parallel, and start walking towards someone. And when you start walking towards them, those things are going to move as long as you're not holding on to them like there's no tomorrow. They're going to start moving, and they're going to move closer and closer. And at one point, they're going to cross. And where they cross is the beginning of the person's aura or energy field or whatever you want to call it. And the neat thing is, if they know how to control it, which I'm sure you guys do, you can ask them, pull it in, and you can say, let it out. And when you walk towards them the second and the third time, those things are going to cross in different places. So that's a very low-tech way of showing you that energy fields are really out there.
Absolutely. And isn't that fun?
It is fun. I have the best time with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I love best about energy psychology is that it not only is balancing the subtle body, but it also opens up your subconscious mind. Psychology now knows that roughly 90% of your mind is unconscious. So just when we think that we're in control of our lives,
accused of being unconscious most of the time, actually. it is a problem because people don't realize that what you do was probably programmed into you before the age of seven. And that's all in your unconscious or subconscious, whichever it likes to be called. And you have no idea what went on you because most of us can't remember stuff that young. But it's all in there and it's all running. That 88% is running in the background, making you do things you go, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you want to live your best life, you've got to get control over your unconscious.
Yeah. And now, do both of you use hypnotherapy or do either of you use hypnotherapy?
I use it. How about you, Dr. Bloom?
Not usually, no. I know of it. I've even studied it some, but I haven't really been using it. But to go back to what Dr. Red said about the wire hanger things, I could just do it with my index finger. There's a polarity point right between the eyes, and either I'm positive, the front of the finger or the back of the finger, I'll get a weak muscle if their energy field is working properly. But I need to be close enough. But if I want to, I'll move my hand all the way back, go forward and back, and no change occurs. There's no weakness. But then I'll mentally project my energy field further, and I'll reconnect with them, maybe double or even triple the distance away, just showing that the energy field can expand and contract.
So I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure at some point in this discussion we're going to talk about the muscle testing. And if y'all don't know what kinesiology is, it's wonderful. There are like all different kinds of ways that you can test your body strength or your muscle strength. And I love the fact that I can go to the market and pick up a bottle of vitamins, and there are two or three ways I can test whether that stuff is going to be good for me or not. I just think that's fantastic. So we all should learn. We all should learn how to do that. We would quit spending so much money on junk we don't need.
I've taught several times at the People's Food Co-op here in San Diego a class on how to muscle test foods and supplements to see if they're beneficial or not. You can basically see if you're allergic or which one is better. I mean, it's a whole class. It lasts usually about an hour and a half. And if you actually use the stuff that I taught, you could pretty much master it in a couple of weeks easily, you know, after you leave the class, because I give them notes, and after having done the class, the information is not that technical or difficult. You can learn it.
Oh, that's cool. So we should see now you're each going to owe me a YouTube video, because Dr. Michelle was going to do one with the hand positions on your head from last time.
Yes.
And
yes,
you can
and
do one with...
It's coming.
Thank you. And you can do one on the kinesiology. Easy for me to say, huh? So that brings up the question then, is the energy field creating the body or is the body creating the energy field, and what difference does it make anyway?
Dr. Bloom?
Okay, I'll go first. Basically, I've read about this quite a bit, and basically the energy field creates the body. For instance, with Curly and photography, they've shown that if you cut a leaf and now a piece of it is missing, and then do a Curly and photography of the leaf, you'll see that the whole leaf is still there. Basically, when we start out as two individual cells that merge together to become one, it has an energy field, and that energy field knows the architecture, if you will, of the body and how it's supposed to be laid out, and the energy field actually moves in those directions and directs how the body is developed, all the way from a single cell to a zygote to a whole human being, if it's a deer or a goat or whatever it is.
Do you think the type of animal
or being that it is?
Okay, so this energy field that remains even if you cut a piece of the leaf, do you think that has any relationship to phantom limb pain when, because I do veterans, and so we'll have a veteran who's had an amputation, and they are in serious pain, but there's no limb there.
Yes, I believe that's so, but there's also the neurological aspect, and you see, the nerve that maybe goes all the way down to the end of the foot still exists at some point where it hasn't been cut off and it's still alive. And when the signals get back to the brain, you see, there really is no such thing as pain. And let me explain, because someone's going to
be totally
nuts. But the point is pain doesn't really exist in the sense that you know, you burn yourself and you feel pain. No, the signals go back to the brain, certain ways that the neural pathways and the nerve impulses hit the brain get processed and interpreted by the brain, and that indicates, and the brain interprets pain or touch or any kind of sensation.
Huh.
Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, it does, and that kind of brings us back to the energy psychology, because I know, like I said, I'm devoted to veterans, and I happen to sleep with one who has PTSD, and he has night terrors and horrible pain. So we've developed a thing, and because I'm a hypnotherapist, I just have convinced him that my fingernail is a needle giving him a magic morphine shot. And just by having conditioned him to that, his body reacts as though he's just had a shot of morphine, but no side effects. That's really tricking your body.
Absolutely, but I love it. It works.
It does work, and it's a lot cheaper. Let me tell you, I don't think we'd be in such trouble if we could get the VA to start using some of these alternatives, or I don't think they're alternatives. I think they are first-line choices.
True, and I don't want to go off in the wrong direction in this talk, but everyone, I believe, has heard of the opioid epidemic, and people are dying from overdoses of morphine and etc. And a lot of these other alternative things, like what you just said, would be a much better alternative to getting people hooked on drugs. Not that the pharmaceutical companies mind very much.
Well, you know, they really need to do that, because, like I said, obviously, when I sleep with this, my husband, my son also, they had tried to put him on some outrageous medicines for pain, and the guy is a contractor with the NSA. I mean, I don't want anybody running our intelligence that's spaced out, if he could even get to work, that is spaced out on drugs. But you know, you got to drive to work, you got to do your work, you got to get home. How do you do that when you're totally drugged out?
Well, I don't know, but as George Collins said, military intelligence is a contradiction in terms.
That's true. Especially right now. I mean, I don't want to bring politics into this, but I'm having such a fun time watching the mainstream news, or what Hannity calls lamestream news, and Fox News. And here's this, all these things going on in the world, and they're worried about Stormy and Trump's sex life. I'm going, really? Where are the priorities?
Well, it kind of goes back to old Roman days, circuses and parties, you know, it distracts the public, gets them off their case, you know.
Yeah, it's true. It is something on a slow news day. So we talked about, break time. We'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How are you doing in your life? Do you control your life, or does it control you? In our hectic, overconnected world, do you spend too much time feeling tired and wired? Tune in to Master Your Life with hosts Leah Mattinson and Dr. Howard Rankin for inspiration, insight, and intelligence on how to gain control of yourself and your life. Along with some inspirational and knowledgeable guests, Leah and Howard will give you the tools needed to help you on your journey. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. This has really been, even the breaks are interesting on this show because we were talking about going back to energy psychology. And I don't know if you like Dr. Michelle or Dr. Dexter, but Dr. Michelle, you were talking about having plastic surgery can actually change your personality. Wow.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So because the subtle body is creating the physical body, what that means is that your body is your consciousness expressing.
Wow.
And in traditional Chinese medicine, they can actually read a face or read a body and read what the consciousness is. So, for example, somebody with a really wide nose really enjoys working in a social context, working with lots of people around. And so people who have altered their faces with cosmetic surgery, their personalities actually change. So, you know, somebody who went and had their nose, you know, narrowed down and made super slim probably finds himself after surgery thinking, you know, I don't like working with people anymore. I just want to be alone.
This is an interesting subject because along with the opioid epidemic, we have the obesity epidemic. And so people have all different ranges of body dysmorphic disorder. Either we're obese and we don't think we are, or in my case, I lost 150 pounds. I am now, I think, a size 4, and I still see a size 16. And I don't know what that does to your personality when you don't see what you really are.
Well, if nothing else, it doesn't make you feel very nice on the inside.
Well, I'm getting there.
Maxwell Maltz wrote a book called Psycho-Cybernetics, and basically his whole point was that we all have a self-image of ourselves, and if you can change your self-image, it will alter your personality and a whole bunch of other things. He was actually a plastic surgeon and found that some people change drastically, as Dr. Dexter was saying, when they got plastic surgery, and some didn't. They their self-image stayed the same, and some people, their self-images changed, but you could talk an hour on that subject all by itself, so I'm just...
I don't know. You guys are too interesting. I mean, sometimes if you're in the live entertainment business, you go, oh, geez, what if my guest is only going to say yes or no? You guys are so interesting. We probably could do an entire month just on the questions that you gave me for this one day. So we've talked about the energy moving around and changing your psychology. Can it change your physiology, and where is it traveling? Is it going through the meridians like the ancient Chinese secret, or how is that working?
Well, if I may jump in, all of the above, meridians, chakras, the entire subtle energy body.
Okay.
You know, really, obviously, the subtle energy body is all energy, and so all of that is changing and transforming. And if I may share an example that I read that I found so fascinating, one woman talked about how she had been living basically as just a complete pauper. And then she met and married her husband, and on their honeymoon, he just lavishly showered her with gifts. And now, you know, suddenly she had this man who provided for her financially in life, and her nose quite literally changed overnight.
Huh. Why?
Isn't that amazing?
Why would it do that?
Again,
I mean, did it get
her
get broader?
Changed.
But did it get broader? I mean, was she, like, happier?
Yeah, it got broader. Yeah, the little flanges on the little side of her nose got broader.
Oh, dear. You know, maybe I should stay poor. I mean, I don't want an expanded nose. I get teased enough with the Jewish nose, so, you know, I don't need any more abundance there.
So anyway, Dr. Red, I actually do TBM primarily is my main technique. TBM stands for total body modification. And basically, for the most part, it works with the meridians of the body. And there are acupuncture points, because it's more like an acupressure technique, no needles. But there's a point for liver, heart, kidneys, just about every organ, gland, or whatever. And so I could check in on the different aspects of the physiology of the body and correct it if there's something not functioning so well.
That's interesting.
That's one aspect. And yes, I can do things with chakras too, but mostly I'm working with meridians. Now, Dr. Dexter's fiance is a master in the area of chakras.
Ah, yes. And this guy, I have to tell you, because he has been on the show once, but radio doesn't do any of you guys justice. But when I met Dr. Rick when he was quite young, and I'm a lot older than you guys, but I went to a reading that he was doing, and the girls were standing over in the corner arguing over who he liked better in a past life. He's that cool. He is so cool. So yeah, it's amazing that is it his school that has the machine that can actually show you your meridians and where the energy is going?
Yes, that's the school where I am lead faculty, and that is the California Institute for Human Science, and we are located in Encinitas, which is just outside of San Diego.
Now that's fantastic. I would love to do that. I've had my aura done before. You know, you just stick your hand on a little thing and it makes colors around you. I've never had meridians met. It's kind of cool because if you are in this field, and I think it's hereditary, I just grew up doing all this stuff. So I can look at somebody and say, there's too much green today, you know, or there's a black spot, you need to fix that. And people go, yeah, right. Having that little machine that can prove it, that's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it is. And exactly, you know, because we can, again, hook people up to the machine and get a picture and say, okay, we see that the problem areas, let's do a correction. And then we take a post photograph after treatment and gee, voila, problem solved.
See, and that works for like the hyperbaric oxygen chambers. That's very high tech. And they do, I think they do PET scans, the positron emission functional PET scans. And so they do a before picture and an after picture, and you see the brain, and it's got all these different colors, and everybody goes, ooh, that's so cool. And then they don't realize we can do the same thing. It's just it taken, 5,000 years to get the machine that could actually do that?
Well, exactly. That's kind of true. Here's the thing. For thousands of years, they were saying the aura didn't exist, but there were people who could see it, and you've seen several of the Christian paintings with all kinds of auras around Jesus or some of the saints or Buddha or, you know,
well,
others would say that it didn't exist. But now there are several different modalities that will picture it. You can't say it doesn't exist if you take a picture of it.
This is true, but the one thing I wonder is, they said, you know, the beautiful circular things around the angels and on Jesus' head. I don't know any rabbis that have that, but possibly that is the artist's version of the aura. It's not really a halo. It's their angelic aura.
You know, it very well could be. Yeah. You know, I just thought of an example that I wanted to share about, you know, the holes in the aura. So I was working with a client and we were able to show that he had basically holes in his energy field over his heart. It was as if somebody had come along with a cookie cutter and taken out pieces of his energy in his aura. And I said, what the heck happened? Because it feels to me like, you know, somebody's broken your heart and stolen pieces of your heart. And he says, oh, exactly. I really had my heart broken by this woman and this woman and this woman.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, well, good grief. So, you know, we did some trauma treatment and then took the post-treatment picture. And wouldn't you know, all filled in with nice, pretty energy.
Now, see, this is so perfect for my show's theme, because we're talking about traumas, post-traumatic traumas, traumas of all kinds. And that's fascinating. There actually is, you know, Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, the one that played Princess Leia, you know, they both just passed away.
Yes.
Daughter passed first, and Debbie Reynolds said, I can't live without my daughter, and then passed away right after. And so there really is a broken heart syndrome.
You can die
from that. That's frightening. You can die from a broken heart.
Mm-hmm. Quite literally.
Yeah. In TBM, there is a technique for fixing a broken heart, and there's also a technique for those holes. It's called grid technique, and you literally plot them out on like an X, Y, and Z axis, find where they are, and then you take any kind of a laser and just kind of draw the pieces together. In other words, like you would take a pencil with an eraser to erase something, you would just use the laser to kind of go through where the hole is and connect it up to where the rest of the aura is, and it will fill in the holes.
That kind of almost sounds like psychic surgery, and I know that's been around forever, where they're doing something magical over your body, and tumors disappear, and scars heal, and weird things happen, and everybody goes, no, that's not possible. You know, and they just, it was the placebo effect. They just thought that happened. Well, hey, it happened. So who cares
sure.
why?
You know, well, here's yeah. the thing. Let me ask Dr. Dexter a quick question. Did I ever do, like, complete circulation on you where you had a bruise or something and you watched it kind of fade out?
I don't know, Alan. You've done so many things to me over the years.
I've developed several corrections. One is complete circulation. If someone's got, like, a bruise or a black and blue mark, I do this correction, and you can literally watch the bruise start to turn pinker. It's healing a lot faster. You can see it happening. It may not totally disappear, but it certainly improves quite a bit because I just sped up the healing.
Beats
the natural taping, healing the person has, but I sped it up. So much
it beats
so you
taping
can
a magnet to you. You can do that. You can tape a magnet over the bruise, and it will make it recede, but that's a little bulky and weird.
No, I just do it with the meridians of the body.
That is so neat. Well, while we're talking about the meridians and we're talking about the aura and you can see holes and spots, you have a thing on here I've never heard of before, soul smog. What is soul smog? And we got like 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Now, I guess that question should be directed at me because Dr. Dexter liked it when I brought it up. And I've got a vial. I didn't make the vial. It's people who've done energy work like mine and several in your audience, if they've gone to a TBM practitioner or some other energy healer, a lot of them are using these little vials that are energetically charged. This particular one is a correction for soul smog, and basically it corrects blockages in your field or that kind of are blockages to your soul's path in life.
Huh.
And so it kind of corrects that. But just about any of the emotional corrections I do or Dr. Dexter does, whether it's energy medicine or energy psychology, because Dr. Dexter likes to get into the process and know where and why things happened and all of that, takes a lot longer. I like faster. On the other hand, I'm not knocking Dr. Dexter's. She's got a brilliant set of tools, and it just, but I like to just kind of bing, bing, bing and be done with it. And I don't necessarily need to know how or why. It's just we've handled it. But getting back to soul smog itself, I might fix it with the vial, or it might be some other emotional correction either I invented or is in my toolbox or what have you.
Wow. That's a pretty handy tool. We only have 30 seconds, so it's kind of hard to describe anything in 30 seconds. But when we come back, I do want to ask how these two fields can help you live your best life and then talk about our angel and crystal card that we do one a week, and it's tailored to you. So when we come back, we will talk about your angel and your crystal and how these energy fields will help you live your very best life.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, Dr. Dexter's on in the radio.
Okay, we're back. And I got to tell you, this is so fascinating because I don't want to put it in these starker terms, but it's almost like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing. Have you ever blurted out something and then went, oh my God, why did I do that? So, Dr. Dexter, do you think...
Sounds like my life, but anyway. Yeah.
Dr. Dexter, is there something in this energy psychology that might help you like get a lasso around your subconscious?
Oh, absolutely. So the reason why I prefer energy psychology is that I believe that the conscious mind needs something to hold on to. And I find personally, now this is not universal, but personally in my practice, I have found that when people have something consciously to hold on to, that they understand the story, that the healing can go deeper. So, for example, if the muscle testing reveals that there's, say, a trapped emotion of anger, and then we know that we trace it back to, oh, angry at dad, okay, great. So we can do a correction right there. But if we know what the story is, why you're angry at your dad, what was going on there, then that can, again, bring the healing to a deeper level where you can have deeper insights about understanding your motivation, his motivation, and maybe even think about some strategies about how to do things differently in the future.
Yeah, that would make Thanksgiving and Christmas a whole lot easier.
Oh, it sure would, and it sure does.
If it's Dad. While we're talking about holidays and things slightly holy, I need to bring out the angel and crystal card. I'm reaching across the desk here. Now, if you've never listened to the show, shame on you, you should be listening. If you have, you know that once a week we pick a card from a wonderful divining deck that has a crystal on one side, and an angel who kind of sponsored that card. So they pick us, we don't pick them. And this week it picked Aquamarine. I love Aquamarine. And it says, are your emotions in turmoil? Are you feeling uneasy? Spend time at the water's edge to regain emotional balance, which is kind of easy if you live in San Diego. Clear away any negative energy you may have accumulated from unsettling conversations or negative internal dialogue. So you can even, you know, just have a nice long bath and you can do that. And then you can throw in some aromatherapy because I do that too. Now, this is brought to you by the Angel of Emotional Balance. And this is perfect for you too because we have two kind of, they're not opposing, they're not complementary. They're just kind of together types of therapies that you can choose from or do both. And it says the Angel of Emotional Balance, and these are the affirmations, and I usually say them three times. I am able to identify my feelings and resolve unsettling emotions. Negativity flows away effortlessly and lovingly. My emotional body is awash with positive energy, and I enjoy a sense of balance. And safe travel on water is a certainty. So if you're going to go out there and try water skiing, hey, this angel said you can do it this week. I'm not going to guarantee anything else. But right now, yes. And it's amazing how these things pick the guest. But I think that's kind of a perfect balance between both of you because we're trying to figure out how these two fields are going to make you live your best life. And maybe you'll want some of this one right now and not the other, and then maybe you'll want some of the other one next month and not the other. So you can do both, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Dr. Dexter actually does use, in one of her techniques is a deck of angel cards.
Ah.
Yes.
And when she works on me, often that particular technique will come up and we'll pick a few cards.
I love doing that. I think I have about a dozen different kind of oracle cards. They're either oracle or divining, or the only one I stay away from is Aleister Crowley because he was on the dark side. But I do love these cards because it's amazing. It may, again, be your energy leading you to that right card, but how does it know that? How does it know what card is turned upside down and that that's the perfect card for you? I'm just fascinated by all this stuff.
I don't know, but I think that would be a perfect question for Dr. Dexter since she does use angel cards, for instance. And I think there's a couple of other decks she uses in other techniques.
It's true. I do use several, just like you, Dr. Red, you know, the oracle cards and the tarot cards and all of those. But yeah, they say that the energy flow is that it's the energy of understanding that how we interpret the cards.
Do you have do you have your client touch the cards?
I do. I clean them first, and then I have the client shuffle the deck and then have them pull the cards. And then we read the energy together.
That's a little easier because I do offer readings, but most of my clientele, there's like 19,000 of them, but they're not here. So in that case...
If they're not present, then I just hold them up in front of the computer on the video screen and I have them project their energy into the cards.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Dr. Dexter and I have done that for me, but I do distance healing, so aside from just putting it into the screen, I'm actually reaching the cards energetically and putting my energy into them.
Yeah, so I figure that energy is non-local, so as long as they're holding the intention of putting their energy in the cards, it works.
That's the neat thing about this. And if you want an MRI, which is the same principle as crystal entrainment, you have to actually go get in the MRI. Crystal entrainment, you can buy a crystal, but there is even a better energy form. Not better, but you can use Reiki, and you can send that anywhere. I knocked a poor lady off the John in New Jersey doing that. And I didn't warn her that I was sending Reiki at the time, and she said, "Well, just send me some." So it's amazing that these things that nobody thinks they can see, most of them poo-poo it anyway, and they go, yeah, and so they're taking drugs and making themselves sicker. We have these incredible things at our fingertips, and they can go anywhere, anytime.
Yes.
So Absolutely. That means that both of you guys definitely have to put your contact information, send it back to me again, and we'll put it on the page. You're welcome to send those little e-cards everywhere. The little card that tells about the show today. And you guys, if you know somebody that needed to hear this and didn't, it plays again 12 hours from now, and then it's on the archives. So you can actually download this lesson and put it on a CD and play it. So it's very handy. The thing I'd like to do is get you guys to do a little demo for me for the YouTube page so they can see you and doing something.
Well, maybe we can do that. I know in July I'm going to be doing another one of those holistic living expos or New Earth Expo. They keep changing the name. They just had one last Sunday.
I missed it. Missed it.
Yeah, I didn't see you. But you might want to bring your camera. I'm going to have a booth. Maybe Dr. Dexter can meet us there, and maybe even Richard. But
I never thought of that.
Not going to volunteer Richard or Dr. Dexter until we know what their schedules are. But,
well, exactly.
We might be able to do something like that right at the booth, and that has us meeting. Otherwise, I do have an office, and we can do it there.
That's fascinating.
We still have to make arrangements to meet at the same time, of course, but...
You know, I think it would be
Could do distance video.
You actually could. You could Skype it.
I'm making a joke, but yes.
I know. You're famous for your jokes. We missed one. You told a parrot joke on the break that I thought was hysterical. I just learned another bird joke from the Country Music Awards, and Reba McEntire said, oh, this duck walks into a bar. No, actually, it was a store, and bought a pack of gum, and she gave it to the duck, and she said, okay, that'll be, you know, a dollar. And he said, put it on my bill. Hey, it was Reba McEntire. What can I say?
I don't know, but would you like to hear the first joke I ever made up? I was about 4 years old.
Oh, yes, this I have to hear.
Okay. Why did the chicken walk to the middle of the road?
Ooh, I don't know.
It wanted to lay it on the line.
Ah! You made that up?
At about 4 or 5 years old, yeah, that was my first joke.
Oh, good grief. You could be Henny Youngman, but then people have to be old enough to know who that is.
I know who that is.
I do love George Carlin, and you can still get George Carlin stuff. He's amazing. His insight into the real world, like why we work so hard to get stuff, and then we spend all our time protecting our stuff, and this stuff is making us sick, and then we go to the doctor. He's amazing with these leaps of logic that he does, and they're funny.
Oh,
which
yeah.
It's great. The best way to heal someone, and I do have a book coming out about that. I'm still finishing writing it. It's called Because Tears Don't Melt Tumors. Humor is one of the best ways to heal your body. Humor has its own energy.
Are you familiar with the book by Norman Cousins, Anatomy of an Illness?
I've seen it. I haven't read it, but I know about it.
Basically, he was, I don't remember the full story, he was diagnosed with some kind of terminal illness, cancer, and given like 3 months to live, something like that. And he just decided he was going to go out laughing, and so he kind of locked himself in his home and was watching Laurel and Hardy, the Marx Brothers, Abbott and Costello.
I love them.
The Keystone Cops, just everything, and 3 months later, when he was supposed to be dead, he was in total remission.
I'm still looking for statistics because this month is my 30th anniversary of surviving a glioblastoma, and those things kill people usually within a couple of years. And so I just love making fun of everything, including my doctors, because they said, lay down, you're going to die. And I said, no.
Johnny Carson asked, what's his name? Gracie and Allen.
George Burns.
Yeah. He asked George Burns, what do your doctors say about all the cigars you're smoking? Don't they think it's going to kill you? He says, I don't know. They're all dead. He outlived all his doctors, so.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it is amazing how much you can control what goes on in your body. We got about 2 minutes, so before we go away, I want you to think of your favorite gripe, because we got to get a gripe in, and we got to talk about Merry Military Month in the next segment. So the gripe is what makes you so mad that you see red like Dr. Red does, and you get flaming red hair like Dr. Red does. Whatever it is, you want to let that out. You don't want to hold it in, because that is some bad juju, and that will kill you. So when we come back, I want you to give me a rant of the week, and whoever gets the best rant of the month, you can write it in, you can call me, you can message me. Whoever does the best rant of the month wins a Dr. Red wig, and then you can be a member of the Merry Dr. Redhead Society. No dues, no requirements, other than you got to just really enjoy things. But see, you'll be a head start on that, because you'll be in if you're here, I'll actually put it on you. I was going to say not christened, but whatever, you know, that when the queen does a knight and she puts the sword on either side, and, you know, I will put your wig on for you if you're in the San Diego area. So, we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need success no therapy. Dr. Red, aka Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back with our energy angels, Dr. Michelle Dexter and Dr. Alan Bloom. And we had talked a little bit over the break about our rants. The thing about a rant is, and it depends on what culture you're in. In Hawaii, they make these little black bags, little mini purses, and they stuff all the stuff in the little mini purse, and they stuff that into their psyche. And then when it gets to be too much and they're about to explode, then they do one therapy or another, maybe like Ho'oponopono, which is cutting the ties with bad stuff, or they do just some other type of huna. And they make the black bags go away. You gotta do that. You gotta rant, because it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. So we'll do ladies first. Dr. Michelle, what makes you crazy and see red?
So right now my gripe is party poopers. People who, when it's a party, like a graduation or a wedding or a baptism or any type of celebration, and they come in and they just poop all over the party with their negativity and their gripes and their jealousies and their complaints, and they just ruin the whole thing for everybody with all their negative energy. So
yeah,
don't come if you're
going to bring
your negative energy, or if you are going to become, or if you are going to come, smile and be nice.
Yeah, really. Why would you even show up if you're just going to rain all over somebody's parade? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, can you top that one, Dr. Allen?
Well, I can't top it, because I know the story behind it from Michelle, and I'm not going to share it. But on the other hand, Saturday Night Live had a character, Rosanna Dana Dana, and she always said, it's always something. And, you know, and I always, you know, something's always coming up that's making things difficult in life, or particularly, like in sales thing, there's always some kind of a I gotcha, rip-off type of thing. I did some emotional work on myself to handle it. Not that I want to be ripped off or have that, but not make it such a big issue that if I get caught in one of those things, I won't be just so devastated and unhappy, you know? But unfortunately, life can be like that at times, and at least I lightened it up a little bit, so when it does happen, it's not overly bad. But as part of my morning ritual, I always say, I always do an energy healing to protect me and my wife from con men, schemes, scams, screw ups, and I use the F word, ups, uh-huh, type people. And then I do an energy correction, and that usually is good for 24 hours. And if I'm dealing with someone, like over the phone, you're getting all these calls to buy this, that, or the other, or just a whole bunch of stuff. Always people are coming at you with all these different schemes and scams and stuff. I muscle test it and see which one it is. Most of the time it falls into one of those. If it doesn't, I may listen, because there may be something interesting to listen to there.
You know, I've found an accidental way of screening out bad callers, because when I have to take calls I don't recognize. I am trying to do a worldwide campaign, which we'll talk about in a minute. So I take these calls, but when I answer, I say, this is Dr. Red. How can I help you feel wonderful today? And 99% of those calls are sales calls, and all I hear is click. Works really, really well, because they won't even say, oh, sorry, wrong number. They just hang up on you. So I'm kind of used to it now. I think it's rude, But I don't have to explain to them why I cannot donate to every charity on the planet. You know, that's hard. It's a hard life out there. So while we're talking about donating to charities, I have closed down my foundation, but I do work with a lot of different veterans groups. And this show is the voice for veterans empowerment. So we were talking about all these crazy months. You know, there's this kind of history month and that kind of history month and somebody else's month. So I said, you know what? We need a nice, merry military month. We need to talk about the military. And so I am looking for some, maybe a 501c3 or 4 that would like to help sponsor this. And then we can put up a GoFundMe page. But the idea is we are being really negatively affected by people's opinions of our military. And these are the guys out there fighting for us and making our place, the world, safe for us. So I'm thinking about this and I go, most people don't even know how many uniformed services there are. There are more than five. They didn't know where the Marines get their medical care from. They didn't know when the Air Force became the Air Force instead of still being the Army. That's kind of, you know, trivia, but it's fun. Do you care about that stuff? Yeah, you should care about that stuff because they've been protecting us since the day that somebody landed on whatever rock. And I won't, you know, I don't want to get into that kind of history. So it turns out that on my husband's birthday, November 14th, in 2016, President Obama signed a bill to enact Warrior Care Month. But you know what? Nobody knows. Not even the VA, because I'm on their advisory committee. So let's not let this happen again. So I want to get this revved up so that by November, we will have a Merry Military Month. First week, military history. Telling people where the military has been, where they've been helping us out, what they've done for the rest of the world, and where would we be without them. Week two is military present. Where are they right now? What are they doing right now? How are they keeping us safe, including the National Guard down at the border lately? I mean, that's a surprise. Third week, military future. So instead of unnamed professors telling their students that the dregs of intelligence join the military, I almost split a gut over that one. Instead of saying things like that, let's actually talk about the future of the military. Who's in it? There are some really seriously intelligent people with their hands on the buttons here, so you better hope that it's a wonderful field to get into. And how can kids get, you know, get educated about that and maybe want to make a career in the military? So that's 3 weeks. We've got one more week left. Military appreciation. I just want to love the bejeebers out of them and shower them with gifts and serve as a bridge from this to Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever, or Festivus for the rest of us. Whatever it is that you do, we can spend that last week doing that. But it will be worldwide, and it will encompass past, present, and future military people, families of military, not just veterans, not just Memorial Day, everybody right now, a live worldwide campaign. So what do you guys think?
I like it.
Cool. Now you just got to help me. You got to help me find some people to join the coalition and do this. I think it will be a lot of fun. Most of this can be conducted over the internet. As long as Mr. Zuckerberg doesn't you know, throw away my posts.
Well, you can't count on him.
Yeah, unfortunately. But I think we can manage this around the world. There are veterans in, say, Rota, Spain, that don't know that they can use the VA benefits in Spain. That's really sad. So we need to fix that. So that's my campaign. From now until November, I want to build us the first annual Merry Military Month.
You probably need to contact some veteran groups and see if you can get some support there. You could probably get some manpower, maybe not money, but manpower to, you know, to do some of the stuff that needs to be done, like on the internet or whatever, to make it real.
Well, here's the deal. If any of you are listening, and even if you're not a vet and you just love the military, because I'm third generation military, email me at drredsays@gmail.com or Dr. Sarah Y, because my name is Sarah Young. So Dr. Sarah Y at gmail.com. or just give me a call at that wonderful service where people hang up on me. That's 858-860-0461. Go to the website, drsarahmyoung.com or drsarahmyoung.net. I have both. Go to the Dr. Red Facebook page, but go there and say, I'm in, because that's what we need to do. And unfortunately, I'm out of time. So I want to thank you both for coming. And I know we could have a great time if you come back again. So the invitation is definitely there.
Oh, thank you. And well, thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, yes. you guys are a hoot. I don't know if that's a Texas expression, but you are a hoot. Next week, we're going to talk about kind of like your total body transition, but with probiotics. So we'll see you next week. It's okay to flip your wig and not okay to lose your mind.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.